My name is Paulina Howfield. I was born in the UK, and part of what I came to do in this journey, in this life, is to be a light worker who specializes as an esoteric map maker. Like most of us, we have some kind of epiphany, some kind of awakening, and that's as it's meant to be, because our soul is awakening us for the mission that we have in this life. There's a reason we came to this gorgeous planet. For me, I had an awakening via a series of near-death experiences that happened within a 24-hour period. Turns out there was a cyst on the ovary and it ruptured. And I died. In the process of dying, I left my body. I went up into the galaxies, into the constellations, and then I was in the light and in corridors of light. And in that time, which was timeless, which was the sea of consciousness at its best, I was aware of having this thought. If somebody wanted an answer to anything in the universe, somehow I had access to it. I realized the things that I was carrying weren't me, that I'm not my body. None of us are our bodies. That I'm not my thoughts. None of us are our thoughts. That I am not my emotions. None of us are our emotions. And that we are all simply consciousness experiencing itself. I became the elements. I really did. There was absolutely no body. It was just consciousness experiencing these elements. And then at some point, I felt somebody pulling me back to Earth. As we move towards being our full light embodiment, our multi-dimensional selves, one of the things that benefits each of us, and of course also our loved planet, is to develop a relationship with her, to become responsible for our relationship with her. Many people think that looking after the planet or being connected to the planet is about the environment or is about recycling and is about taking care of her in that way of sitting and meditating with her. Now, these are good things to do, but our relationship with our planet is far deeper than that. Our relationship with our planet is ancient wisdom. Every single one of us that's alive on this planet is part of her body, and we are all reciprocally related to her. And it was meant to be. We were designed that way. So if we can understand that we are connected to her automatically, it's in our DNA, it's in our blueprint, and it's in her blueprint, then we already know that there's not a great deal we have to do except start the process of remembering. And we've all forgotten. We have forgotten that there is this symbiotic, reciprocal relationship. In this symbiotic relationship with our planet, it's about what we give back and what we receive back. So if you're aware that the Earth is a living, breathing being, and she has subtle bodies and energy centers like we do, you're going to want to treat her in the same way you would treat yourself. You want to look after her. You want to make sure she's got the things she needs. So many people, when they live on land, they forget that the land is a living, breathing entity. But she will reflect back how you are. Her trees, her waterways, her oceans, everything is part of that symbiotic relationship. If we have thoughts that are not self-sustaining and are not responsible, then we are imprinting that into the earth, and it is reflected back in our own lives.